Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is! She is so hot, sassy, sexy. Loving. Your host for tonight with LaCrutch Hearts. You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network. Let's talk about matters of the heart. Broadcasting live from the streets of New York, Brooklyn, stand up.
And now you've got yourself something funky.
Hey everyone, welcome to Not On Purpose Radio. It's another fine Tuesday. Okay, there we go. I'm your hostess, Mr. Crush Heart, and we are here. Well, got my little friend, my co-host.
Hey,
awesome. Miss Shantae.
Hey.
How you doing, young lady?
I'm good. Hey. How are you, cousin?
I'm doing okay, cousin. I'm here.
You
I'm
ain't
here.
Sound too okay with that okay.
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
I'm okay. Okay. So I got a lot going on. Right.
Yes,
now.
I see.
Somebody wants to join me on Skype. Somebody, what you mean? What you seen?
Oh, I thought you were talking about all the businesses you've been promoting of yours lately. Yes, that's what I thought you were talking about.
You're
talking about Skype.
Yes. I was actually talking about that. I don't have a lot of them. I've been trying to get into this marketing. If it works for somebody else, it should work for me, right?
So true.
I'm trying. So, I have, first of all, let me take these headphones out because I'm actually getting feedback for the wrong thing. So let me go this way. All right, so it's Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. It's our virtual party. We're here. We're doing big things. Like you said, I've been promoting because the quarantine is about to end. Summertime is coming. And unfortunately, I haven't gotten me a stimulus yet. So I need to find a way to make ends meet. So I'm hustling. That's what we're going to be hustling, or we're going to go broke. So, you know what? Huh?
I said, I feel you on that.
All right, so here's my sidebar, people. I've been hustling, right? I've been trying everything possible to get my Crush Creations off the ground. I'll be honest with y'all. Crush Creations was created in 2015, right? It was just me throwing services together. I was teaching myself graphic design. I was teaching myself web design. So I just came up with Crush Creations. Officially, May of last year, I actually got me an EIN number and I made it all legit. So Crush Creations is literally a legit business, guys. I do pay taxes on it. I have been paying taxes for the last year. Every 3 months, they're getting me for these taxes. So now that we got this quarantine, it made me reevaluate how I'm going about this so-called business. So that's why I'm going so hard right now. I'm trying different avenues. I don't know nothing about marketing, but I'm spamming everything. I'm about to get blocked on something. And in the midst of me doing the online store, I'm also trying to provide services, and I'm also trying to help other people because it may not work for me. It may work for somebody else. So I'm trying to help somebody else get and do what I do as well. So that's what we got going on. My boss called me today.
Really? It said what?
She wants to start back work Monday. He still haven't paid me. He's still about $2,100 and all. But he
so
said he would pay me out.
Work?
Listen, girl. God, listen. He said he would pay me out of pocket. He's like, oh, I need you to do something, X, Y, and Z. You know, this is what he does. He tells you, he's a string alonger. He'll tell me something, and then he'll ask me for a favor. Like, he's giving me hope just so I can do something for him.
Yeah, that ain't cool at all.
Like, I keep game, bro. I'm a hustler, too. I know how that works.
Yeah.
So that's how. Yeah, that's how he's doing it out there. Summertime
yeah,
is coming. I got the online store. I just added some Mother Day cups to the online store I got. I'm debating if I'm going to add some swimsuits. They gave me an option to make swimsuits. I'm debating if I'm going to add some swimsuits to my online store.
Okay.
And that's what I've been doing all day. Just coming up with different ideas.
Hustling.
All day. That's it. Hustling, that's it. Trying to boss up in 2020.
Hey. You got the time, so why not use it to your advantage and keep pushing? Because once you push for yourself, you know, who knows where you can go to.
That's true. That is definitely true. Oh, I like this. So what about you? What's been up with you? How's your week going? Cinco de Mayo? How's your day going?
My day is okay. I had some alcohol delivered today, some 70% alcohol, which made me happy because now I can start practicing fire play officially. Other than that, I have just been trying not to stress and keep my blood pressure low. As low as I can get it right now, at least.
Oh.
So, yeah. I had a really
That's
big scare
good.
Last week, so I'm trying to keep the blood pressure low.
Right. You got to do that, mama. This is the wrong time to be getting sick.
Trust me, girl, when I was in the hospital, I was like, I ain't having this. I ain't been to the hospital in like 12 years either. Like,
I would have had a whole anxiety attack.
I definitely did. I definitely did because I was already nervous because, I went to urgent care and they wanted to rule out a stroke, so I had to go to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm 32, I'm too fucking young to have a stroke. So on the way there, I was like, God, I hear you loud and clear. I was like, I hear you. We ain't got to do this, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, this ain't how God take me to go out in her life. Like, not like this. I still got stuff I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started back on my meds, and I've been taking my blood pressure twice a day faithfully.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people also trying to snitch. So, you know, I got to take care of myself before all the big dogs come out. And,
yes,
you know, people already done told me. They said, oh, you don't want to do what you're supposed to do? Oh, I'm a snitch. And I was like, why are we doing that? Like, why would you snitch on me? And they was like,
why
go ahead, keep not taking care of yourself. I said, okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got threatened and I had to take Friday off. Thursday I went to the hospital. I was already off on Thursday. Friday I was threatened, so I had to take Friday off from work. But my supervisor called me and she said, you're off today also, right? And I said, apparently you're telling me that I have to be off too, so yeah, I'm going to be off today. I was like, I'm off. Because everyone keeps threatening me,
yeah,
and I ain't got time to be up here dealing with the big dogs,
because
I want to be hard-headed, so.
Yeah.
But other than that,
I definitely
I mean,
know
really
that
just
feeling.
Trying to, you know, girl, and my thing is, like, I get it. I completely get the fact that I have to take care of me because I'm always helping out other people, and I can't help out other people if I'm not in a good place. I get it.
Yep.
I don't think I realized how much stress I was dealing with everything going on. So, now I'm taking time for me to relax. I'm going to try to start meditation and yoga. We're going to see how yoga works. I feel like my downward dog may become a dead dog.
Good luck with that one.
Thank you. I did yoga for like 10 minutes one day. I was on a video chat doing yoga. They was like, yo, why are you breathing so hard? I was like, because I'm laying on my titties and I can't breathe. I was like, this pose is for the first. I was in another pose
it's
when really I was on. I just laid there. They was like, they said, Shante, you okay? I was like, I'm alive. Barely. I was like, I don't even know what to say right now. So we gonna hope that, you know, yoga comes easy.
Well, I wish you all the luck. I'm 100% with you on that. I've been monitoring myself as well. I want to take care of myself. I want to take my meds as well. So I'm definitely on that same journey as you.
Okay.
I was sick. I told y'all that. Yeah, I know I was sick. I already put that out there.
Yeah.
And it was hard. And I was like, I'm not going to the hospital. You're not going to catch me out there. So I definitely get it. I definitely get it. But now everybody's starting to come out of their cocoons. You know, they're waxing with the quarantine and things
stay
like
home.
That. So,
yeah.
All right, the stay on home thing. Everybody's getting lax with that, which is very scary to me.
Me too.
So I don't know. I'm like, no.
I think it's too soon.
I don't wanna. I think so too.
I mean, I posted on one of my pages. I posted on one of my pages that I really feel like, you know, the reason why they're getting lax with all of this. Here, let me read it to you. It's that the end of the stay-at-home orders doesn't mean the pandemic is over. It means they currently have room for you in the ICU.
Mm.
And I feel like that's true. I mean, that completely hit home with me because I'm like, yo, this is true. Like, they got room for y'all to go and do stuff now. Like, if y'all go back out there and everyone gets sick and some of y'all can't take it, they got room to house you in. And not just that, now they're a little bit more equipped with how to deal with it, but that doesn't mean that it's okay to just go and wild out.
All willy-nilly.
Uh-huh.
But good luck with that. I just need them to open up the shipping. I just need them to open up the shipping. Let the people that ship stuff, let them work.
Are y'all not able to do that up in New York?
Huh?
Are y'all not able to do that up in New York?
Do what?
Ship stuff. Girl, I've been going to the post office, Fred. UPS and all
that. I ain't going to the post office. Nah. I mean, you know, what happened is you can do that here, but I ain't trying to do that. And then they have, like, if they hold it in your mail, here's the thing. If they hold in my mail, because sometimes the mailman can't get to my building for whatever reason, they hold in the mail. They have, like, a window that you're allowed to go into, like, a block of time only that you're allowed to go into.
Oh, wow.
That's the craziest thing.
Like, so
Saturday,
but right.
Like, it's like Saturday between 11 and 2. That's the only time you're allowed to go in, so they say, to check and see if your mail is being held. Other than that, I'm not really getting the mail like I need to get it.
Gotcha.
To be honest.
See, and that's not okay to me because everyone's going to be there from 11 to 2 on them days. And what about, you know, they open up stores for people that have autoimmune disorders and whatnot. Why not do that for the post office, too? You know, when they have, like, their hour.
MTA is scary. They do the most. So a big shout out to my friend Zeke. I wonder how he's doing.
I think he's actually being cute. Cause...
Hello?
How do you know?
Because he just gave me a text.
Hello?
Hey, Zeke.
How did you know I was on the line?
I looked at my board and I see your number.
Oh.
And I have another 919. That's not you, Chanta?
No, that's Bleak. So that one's Bleak. Bleak just texted me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, hey,
he
Bleak.
Hey,
Bleak.
Like,
oh,
hey,
I didn't know I could talk. It just said I could listen
yeah.
in.
Oh, yeah, you could talk too.
No, I was just in listening to the conversation. It just said I could listen in. I didn't know I could talk or whatever.
Yeah, you just press one, and I don't know that you want to talk. But because I know you, and I'm awesome like that, I read your mind, and that you want.
Oh, thank you.
It was the energy. How you just...
You are such a smart ass, LaCrosse.
Always.
No.
How you doing, Mr. Bleak? We hear you.
Oh, okay. I wasn't for sure. Good evening. Greetings and salutations.
Come on, all
boozy. How are you holding up during this quarantine?
Man, listen. This shit is beneath me. I'm ready for to get my Scott tissue back. I can't find no tissue no motherfucking where. I can't be nasty with my boo. It's just terrible. This shit is it's terrible.
Really? Why do people go so hard with the tissue? What was that about?
I really don't know. Like, and I actually found some of that cheap, great value bullshit ass Walmart toilet paper. I can't use that shit. Like, my goodness.
Zeke has a quarantine issue in you.
Yes, I have tissue issue. Yes, I do. Because this single ply, generic bullshit ass tissue that they're not made for a king's butt. Terrible.
I'm done with you tonight.
That is so true. Not made for certain butts. Zeke, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh.
You have a bad connection somewhere, sweetie.
Is it?
Hello?
It's not
is it me?
Clear.
I think it's
I'm not sounding
because I hear you fine.
Hello?
You hear me fine? Hey, Zeke.
I hear you fine.
Can anyone hear me?
Yeah. I hear you, Z.
Okay.
I hear you.
All right. I'm here with...
I was asking you how quarantine treated you.
I do appreciate. I ain't gonna lie. I love the day off. You know, not working, but at the same time, I'm bored as hell. Because I want to work. I'm not used to sitting on my ass doing nothing and just collecting money. I like to work. I'm a working man. I was taught to get up and go to work. And a part of it makes me feel lazy, but at the same time, yo, it's good to have a couple days off. But like, yo, now I want to grind. I want to get back and work. Just staying in my home. I have asthma. So I'm easily can easily catch the virus, so I have to stay home. I only come out if it's very necessary.
What?
But other than I went to Florida, I got out of New York for a while, but I want to get back to work.
No, that's right.
But I love sleeping in. I'm enjoying myself the time off. But now, like, yo, it's getting to me to the point, yo, I want to get back to work and do what I do best.
I got you. That's what's up. I also asked to give a shout-out to Monty. Monty is live. Monty, shout-out to Monty. Monty is doing his thing. All right, so I lost the young man this week. So I hope he called back. Chantay, not you.
Yes.
There's a Bleak. There's Bleak and Z, Chantay and Crush. Hey.
Yeah, that's a whole lot going on.
Damn.
It
is, right? I guess the way that's set up.
Yeah.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I love sleeping in. I love the independence, but now it's like, yo, I miss working. I miss doing what I do best.
Okay, so I need to ask this because I've been quarantined since February, it feels like. So we're going on 2 months now. Has anybody had quarantine sex?
Quarantine what?
Do you mean like sex during the quarantine?
Yes, I do mean sex during the quarantine.
I have.
You have. You ain't even quarantined though. You've been working.
Yeah, like I'm not truly quarantined, so yeah, I have.
What about
you? Know, for a while I was staying in Raleigh, whenever I was working my late nights in Raleigh at work. So there were some days that yeah, quarantine sex definitely happened, but neither party was actually truly quarantined because both of us are essential workers and we're still going to work. So we just take as many precautions as possible to make sure that neither one of us is in harm's way.
You're not wearing face masks, are you?
No, we ain't do none of that during sex. We take all the precautions. That's why I was confused too, because I was like, "Wait, Crash, you mean like just sex during the quarantine, or like gloves and masks?" But no, we
don't. I did.
See,
I had one time. But
really?
I had it one time during my quarantine, but I'm scared now. They sit up there floating around. I'm going to wait. I'm going to try to hold out to the end of summer. I said try.
Hey,
I'm going to try to hold out as long as I can.
It doesn't bother me.
What about
I've gone this long without it, so it don't bother me.
So you have no quarantine, sir?
Be honest with you, I haven't had sex since January.
Damn.
Oh.
So, with me, it's like, well, that was MLK weekend, Missy King event in Piscataway. Mm-hmm. So, other than that, I haven't had sex since. So,
Aww. It's
easy. So, and me being single, nobody wants a good man, so I'm basically running alone. So, it's like it's not bothering me now. You know what I mean?
Okay. Right.
So, quarantine, I'm in my apartment, I live alone, I'm used to being alone. I know what I bring to the table, so I'm not afraid to eat alone. So, it's like, so the quarantine really doesn't bother me much.
Slip that good man in there. I got you.
Oh, I slipped that good man in there?
he slid that right in there real quick. Too. Like,
right in
like
nobody
that.
Was
that. Right
nobody,
and
nobody
was like, hey,
I don't remember just sliding that right in there, you know?
Right. I'm not even looking for a good man because the way my life is set up.
What's his name? Kevin Hart. Stop that nonsense.
It's not even about my life no more. I'm not
looking for it, man. Oh. Nah, but don't bother
Mr. Ratchet. Where Mr. Ratchet at? AKA Mr. Sad. I need me one of them.
Your mind gonna want a restraining order.
Oh no, I'm saying abusive.
you want a savage,
you can't
right?
I did not buy it.
A nonviolent savage? Wow.
I want him to beat it up, but I don't want him to hurt me.
That's like asking for a nonviolent murderer.
Oh, wow.
That don't make
sense. I want him to beat it up, but I don't want him to beat me up. Somebody getting the black guy, but it ain't going to be me.
Yeah.
Can I get me some of that?
Oh my goodness.
I need me a tank. Ooh. So I seen this video on Facebook, the stripper, he had on a tank and he was dancing, he was doing his little moves and I posted it. I was like, I'm stalking his Facebook page.
I saw that.
Right? And the guy was like, oh, that's what you like? Like, ew. Y'all sit up there and put these big booty, little waist, no belly chicks up there. I ain't got none of that. I ain't got no little waist. I got a big belly, and I got no ass. So, I don't comment, oh, that's what you like. But as soon as a woman posts something, I gotta be like that? why we can't attractive without you being your feelings? I'm like, oh, I gotta work on my bod. Well, you work on your bod. The way my life is set up, I'm gonna eat this cake.
You know what? This is how I feel. Yeah. If I was a skinny mini, because I think that I'm cute as shit. If I was a skinny mini, I have a bomb-ass personality, there'd be nothing out here for other people. Like, so I'm going to just let y'all, you know, be the skinny minis, and I'm going to keep me some meat on my bones and still be the shit. So if you like it, you like it. If you don't, keep it stepping.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Keep it seven. I've never heard that. What is that?
What is what?
That's that new sling? That's that new sling out there? Keep it seven. What's seven? Ooh,
I didn't
that's
say
a chat
keep
line.
It seven.
Oh, that's it.
I said keep it moving.
You said keep it seven.
No, I said keep it moving. I ain't saying nothing about seven. If I did, I don't know what the hell I was talking about, girl. We gonna make it something, though. We can make it something in a heartbeat. You know, seven is what, the number of completion? We gonna find something to make it.
I was thinking about the chat line. You know, back in the day, you call talkie, got the minutes to blow. Blow with us. Press 7, go to the next profile.
See, I ain't never been on the chat lines like that.
I'll give you the number. What's up, Izzy? What you gonna say? I posted, and I got a text message about my posting. I don't know how I feel about that.
You want to share it with us?
Hold on. Zeke is having a whole conversation.
I know.
Hey, how you doing? I was like, hey, I'm doing good. And he was like, you really advertising Miss Fluffy Flirt. And for those that don't know, my alter ego is the Super Fluffy Flirt. Right? So he said, you're flooding. I said, what you mean? He said, you're flooding Facebook and IG with your alter ego. Oh, I said, I don't think I was flooding. Why is that an issue?
It's not even called spamming. It's called promoting. Let's get it right. You're not flooding. You're not spamming. You are promoting. You have a brand, and you are promoting your brand.
I was doing a little bit of both. I was posting. I was advertising, right? But then I was also posting my regular, rants and stuff. I was trying to be both.
It just sounds like if he don't want to see you, he need to find more people to have on his timeline going down so that he don't see only you because of how awesome you are. And that, hey, if you don't like it, get on off the page. Go look at something else. I mean, my thing is this, don't knock someone because here's the thing. How often do you think people sit here and call up to the radio station and be like, why you keep playing that same commercial? Or how people call to a TV station and say, every time a commercial comes on, why am I seeing this commercial? When it's a big brand thing, you're not saying it, but when it's local people that are seriously hustling, trying to make a name for themselves, trying to do something for themselves to make themselves better, now you have an issue with it. And to me, it goes back to, there's a lot of ways that we can support our friends that are entrepreneurs, even if we don't have the funds to sit with them.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of them. It's something as simple as a like on a page, loving a post, sharing a post, promoting their stuff, because you never know. I may promote something that you're doing, and who knows who else is going to buy something from it. You never know. There are ways to support the people that we're close to in our local community, the people we call our sisters and brothers and our aunties and uncles and our cousins and all this other stuff. There's a way to support them, but it's like when you have someone that's a small business that is trying to hustle and trying to promote and trying to get themselves out there, now people got an issue with it, but why? You don't sit up here and call Nike and tell them to quit sitting here posting up commercials.
Yo, tell Facebook to stop advertising. You be in the middle of a damn video, and they'll stop to play a fucking ad with the video. That's the bullshit.
And I know you ain't told Facebook nothing about it. You just sit there and you take it. If you don't like it, keep scrolling.
That's it. But here's the thing, right? It's called multiple streams of income.
Yes.
So I have opened up 2 online stores. I provide adult entertainment. I'm doing this radio show. I want to open up my own Bath and Body line. I got the jewelry thing. That's 6 things by itself. And that's not including me trying to get back to regular work as well.
They say you should have at least 7 streams of income if you truly want to become wealthy, but to me, the text message that you read seems like someone who doesn't like the fact that you are making a way for yourself, and they're trying to hate and take you down. And that's what I'm not okay with. Because to me, honestly, that person, and I'm not sure how cool you are, but that person could have really kept it to themselves. Like, everything doesn't need to be said.
You're right. Facts. Everything doesn't need to be said. That's the quote for the night.
And I mean,
keep
that goes
some of that energy. It's not even that. It's the energy. That's
yes,
energy right there.
Yes.
Like, that's energy, and it's like left field. You didn't need to have to. It was nothing, especially if you ain't even ordered nothing yet. You ain't click on nothing yet. Like, you're not even registered. Look, yeah, it made me upset all over again.
Let them be your inspiration and your motivation to do you and
that's
keep doing you and to make stuff happen. You
I said that
all
on my
page. So that you can be better. Really?
I said on my page. I said multiple streams of income, stay humble and hustle hard. I'm not competing with anyone but myself. So y'all not even in the equation. You know.
Yeah,
it,
I did
you know,
see that
that's,
today.
Huh?
I said I did see that today.
Yeah, so that means y'all not even in cipher. Y'all not even in the cage. And y'all over here, y'all worry about what I'm doing. Well, here's my next T-shirt, though. Hustle it till your haters act if you're hired. That's
one
how
more
we
time.
Hustle it till your haters ask if you're hiring. So the same people that sit up there saying, oh, you spamming, you this, you that, are the same ones that's hitting my inbox asking me if I can help set up. Can I help them do... Can I do? So I'm, you know, it is what it is.
And I mean, that's how it should be. Because, hey, and you know what? As soon as they start hating and they pop in your inbox, can you do? Sure can for the nice fee of this amount.
Exactly. Oh, Crush, I thought we were better than that. We are better than that. That's why I'm charging you. The way you want me to support you, I need you to support me. Oh, we're going to do this for free? The way my life is set up.
At the end of the day, it's a business like everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the other thing about it. You wouldn't go to a college campus. Ew, what did I just step on? You wouldn't go to a college campus and ask a professor to teach you something for free. Why you think you can come here and do it? I mean, that's just real life. There are plenty of places that people do not go and ask, can you do this for free? Or will you do this for free? Or look out for me on this. Why should it happen here? I'm not saying, you know, don't help out someone, but if all of us are trying to get this together, then let's get it together. Help me while I help you. Because you're taking time away from what I could be spending making money for myself.
This is
time
true.
Is money. Time is the one thing you can't get back. So if I'm sitting here helping you to make your company happen, why can't you help me to make sure I'm not wasting my time and my money? Because truthfully, you can do a cost analysis to see how much money you're essentially wasting because you're not promoting your own business or you're not doing something someone that's going to pay you for it.
You got low on me, mama.
Oh, sorry. I said, you know, you could do a cost analysis to see exactly how much money you're losing because you're not doing something for yourself.
This is true. This is true. So that's what we're doing out here in 2020. And I think that's what this quarantine has done. It made a lot of people realize, you know, working for the man. Now the man's down. You never thought he would be, but he's down. So where does that leave you? You know, that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
It's like, the man is down. Where does that leave us? We need to figure it out. I'm off the host queue. Okay. I don't know why I did that, but okay.
Did what?
It took me off the host queue.
How you do that?
I don't know. But you can still hear me. I hope the show is still recording.
I don't know
what that's about. But we trying to figure it out in 2020. Make that money. So
yes.
Here's what happened. I lost my vibrator.
What? did Max hide it from you?
I don't know.
You know,
I don't know where he's at.
Unless you talk about Max the Bushy, did Max the Bushy hide it from you?
I don't know.
Like, they said, let me know. They was like, yo, y'all get, you get too much energy, I'm Tyler, for me to go ahead and hide this motherfucker.
I'm not putting nothing behind on them cats are wicked. But I put it somewhere, and I can't find it. And both of them are together. But I don't know where they're at. I've been looking, too. I've been taking drawers out. I've been, like, it's really missing. I don't know where they're at. It's struggling
really?
Out here. It's
Damn.
Somewhere around
yeah,
here.
I hate to have
company and then it roll out from somewhere.
Ooh, you know that's when it's going to happen. You're going to have company and they're going to sit somewhere and be like, ooh, what is this? And then it's going to be like, oh, hey. It's going to be like, give me that.
This come from Crush. Oh, man. Thinking
yeah,
about
you know
it.
That's what's going to happen.
It's all that's here for PM. So we got a little bit of everything going on. Oh, he's back. So, have you ever misplaced a toy?
Oh, I sure have. Plenty of times. Okay, now, you know what? I'll go ahead and say the story. Huh?
Huh? All right.
What?
Go ahead. I was like, I caught a flashback.
I'll tell the story.
You
remember,
for
you said have I ever misplaced a toy? Do you remember when I was on the chat with y'all and I was like, I don't know where I put my butt plug at?
Yeah.
And I was like, where? And I was like, now I know I had it. Y'all, and I have ADHD, so, you know, I had something in my head and I put it down in a heartbeat and be like, where I put it at? And so remember, I was on the phone with y'all on a VC, and I'm sitting up here looking all over my house, and someone said, go check the kitchen. And I was like, why would it be in the kitchen? Like, oh, wait, what? And my dumb ass went and checked in the kitchen and found a damn butt plug in the kitchen. So you know that I done lost the toy too before. I'd be like, I have it.
I do stuff, like, I have stuff, I'm like that too. If I had it in my hand, I put it down, it could be sitting right there and I'm still overlooking. So I know I picked it up, and in my mind, I was like, let me put it here so I know where it's at. But I forgot where it was.
Don't say faces be so safe, you don't even remember where the shit at.
Where it was. So I got these two little bullets rolling around somewhere. It's some drawer
or something. It's crazy. Crazy. Shout out to my headset. It just died on me. Give big shout out to my headset.
Hold on. I can't hear.
I don't know if we have fixed that, boo.
Okay. There you go. Okay. I'm about to say, I can't hear. My headset died on me. Phone need to charge. I got a lot going on here. I got a lot of technical issues going on here. But yeah, so I'm like, I don't want to have to go and buy a new toy when I just bought it. And I just bought it. Like,
You better order a new vibrator off of Amazon.
They're not going to deliver it in time.
You better learn how to use your fingers again.
I got short arms.
That's the last thing
So y'all
understand the frustration I'm going through right now, right? Y'all understand this frustration, right? I'm about to just sacrifice
my
life.
You better Google how to do something with science.
I better know how to blow.
Lord Jesus.
I'm struggling over here. I'm struggling.
Yeah, you're going to have to find a sign, honey, or you might have to find a very safe quarantine booth.
Listen, they don't even exist. I don't know. They scare me. I don't know. And then they're like, oh, you develop antibodies and you're not going to catch it again. Hell no, that man caught it and died. Nope, I ain't fucking with y'all. She caught it. She survived it, and then they said they sent her home, and she'll catch it again and die. So I'm like, y'all don't even know how this motherfucker works. Y'all want to talk about open up the goddamn state. I don't need y'all to figure this out. Wait, hold on. I'm going to need y'all to shut the whole government down. Now y'all so quick to open back up the whole, you know what I mean? Like, this. Like y'all doing too much.
Hell yeah.
Y'all doing too much. Y'all have shut the whole government down over nothing. And now it's something. Now you rushing to open it back up. Y'all don't remember
Hell
that?
Yeah.
They shut the whole gun. Nobody was working. And now there's something that really do require you to shut the fuck down. Y'all too busy trying to rush to open it back up.
Yep.
How does that work out?
Ask them and see, because, hey, I don't even know how this shit going to work out. I'm just trying to sit in the back and just see what happens.
And Facebook been giving me the blues. Facebook can make it very difficult out here for small businesses. I done did so many applications out here. It's crazy. Trying to get every door. It's hard out here. It's a lot of work. So, we are down to our last 12 minutes. This is actually show number 10.
Yes!
Show number 10. We did it. We almost completed the season. I'm excited about that. Because I know I'm considering the season to be 13 episodes, which, you know, once a week, 13 episodes is like 2 months, 3 months, something like that. So I normally do it that way. That's how I count out a season for me, for the show. So I think this is episode number 10, and we'll be doing, I don't know if we're going to do a summer thing. I wouldn't mind doing it, but sometimes it's kind of difficult because it'd be hot and you can't turn the fan on. So I don't really do a summer show. I really don't do a summer show, but I'm going to see if I could do one this year, if it's possible. We'll see if we do one this year, if it's possible. I'm making no promises.
We'll figure it out. You know we will.
Right. We'll figure it out. We got to come up with some good topics. Hey, all those out there that listen to the sound of our voices, that tunes in, that downloads our show. Ow, shout out to the people that download our show. We can do show topics. You could call in. The number is 515-602-9725. Press that one. I let you on. You can want to be a co-host with us. You want to just chop it up with us. We always opened up the lines for y'all, so, you know, that's always an awesome thing. I'm going to have to start reaching out to people. Like, I need you to come host this show with me. So we did our welcome show, right? And then we did the State of Black America in 2020. We had that conversation. We have to do another episode of Taste the Rainbow series where we did the pansexuality of friends. Then I did the quarantine show, because after that we really did the quarantine show. What else we did? We did What Love's Gotta Do With It. We talked about love, and love is real. Remember that conversation? And then we
yes,
did another
love,
quarantine.
I love
me some love. And we also did last week self-care. That's what our conversation was about last week. And I guess we're still on that self-care journey, you know, as far as taking more proportion and taking more, being more adamant about our health, that's part of self-care. And I've been trying to find home remedies. That seems to be a new thing now. So I've been trying to find home remedies. I am diabetic. It's no secret. And I was undermanaged for a very long time. So I've been trying to find these other ways, because everybody's like, oh, it's so easy. It's not. It really isn't. It's not that easy. It's not that easy at
That's
all.
True.
I love candy. I love ices. I love ice cream. Everything I'm not supposed to eat, I love. I'm not a cooker, so I'm an outside Uber Eats queen, you know.
Yes.
Not as easy as everybody. Oh, definitely, and I lack discipline. These are things I know about myself. So we can figure it out, though. We're going to figure it out. So maybe that's something, because I asked that question, and maybe that's something we could talk about a little later.
Oh, yeah, that would be a great show. Home remedies, and just get everyone to sit here and put them all out there.
Yep. Home remedies. I've learned a lot, though, you know, as far as, like, how because I was on here and I was looking at up diabetes and stuff like that. So I'm looking at the process, and that's when I came across the intermittent fasting, the 16-8 situation.
Yeah.
So, I came across that, and so I've been paying attention. I've been looking at, but it's hard. It really is hard. I don't know. I ain't got it in me. I lost that weight. I was like, I need my weight back. I don't know. I ain't got it in me. We'll see though. I'm gonna figure it out. But yeah, we're gonna do some more shows. I want to do some parenting shows, but I'm not a parent. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for parents, anybody out there, any moms, dads. We got Mother's Day coming on Sunday. I definitely need to start speaking, though, because there's a lot of things. I have a lot of questions I have about you. So if there's any mom or dad out there that want to join a conversation and have a conversation about parenting, we're going to call it parental guidance. That's what I'm going to call it. The parental guidance segment is going to be shows based on parenthood. Duh. But I need a parent because I have questions.
Yeah.
I need some parents to call in because I have questions. Like, one of the main things I want to talk about is we have a lot of police brutality going on as far as our youth is concerned. And as a mother or a father, as a single father, even as a couple, how are y'all preparing your children to deal with confrontation with authority, with the cops? Because I know, you know, sometimes you have those talks, the birds and the bees talk, respect your elders talk. Is that, you know, the police is out there, is that an issue? Is that something that y'all talk about? Is it something you don't bring about? You know, are y'all preparing them for that situation, if it can happen like that? So I'm thinking, can a lot of this stuff be avoided or what? So I think that's something I want to get into as well. But anyway.
That'd be a great show. We just gotta find the people.
So, you know, I'll put it out there. You know, y'all know my inbox. We on Facebook. We on Twitter. We on Instagram. We on everything. I'm on everything. I think I have a profile. I have at least one profile on all the major social networks. Something is up there. I'm guaranteeing it. Something. I still got a MySpace profile. so. I know something is up there. But anywho, that's what I got going on. What about you? What you got going on this week, ma?
Just trying to relax. I actually I'm gonna be doing some at home training with some fire play this week and just trying to actually do some self care with work going on.
Okay, so
I'm brainstorming, trying to figure out how to take over the world.
I know that's right. But wait a minute. Rewind. What did you just say?
Uh-huh.
How you gonna do what? Fire play?
Yes. I have my fire torches.
We're gonna have to talk about these things, right? We're gonna have to kidnap Mistress and bring her up here. I think that's what's gonna happen.
Want me to hit her up and ask her?
Yeah, we're going to have to set it up when she can come up here and give us a little download on what she does.
Yes, that would be awesome.
That would be fun. Because we need another episode of Taste the Rainbow.
Yes.
But shout out to everybody that downloaded the show because we are on iTunes as well. You can download the show. You can also listen to the playback at heartsexposedheart.com. That's hearts with an S at the end, exposed, and then heart without the S, .com. What else we got going on? Yeah, crushcreations.com, spelled with two K's. Y'all need to go get y'all. I just put some Happy Mother Day mugs up there. I got book bags up there. I got T-shirts up there. So I'm going to need y'all to go support a sister at crushcreations.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. All that good stuff. So that's what we're looking for in 2020. We're looking to have multiple streams of income. I want to make money while I sleep.
Yes, that's the best money to make.
That's my ultimate goal. I want to go to sleep, and then I woke up, and it was like $5 in my account. Like, ew.
Yes, that would be awesome.
I want to give a shout out to Miss Tika. She's my hairdresser. I miss you, boo. I miss you, boo. And I miss Miss Ming Ming, too. So that's what we're going to talk about next week. We're going to talk about Miss Ming Ming because they're going crazy over in China. And they're trying to go crazy over here in New York. And I want to talk about that because I don't feel like I need to discriminate in New York about what's going over in China. So we need to talk about that.
Agreed.
Because I'm like, we got our own issues. I can't fight that battle with China, too. And it's like, okay, if we're all in the same boat, because no, we're not all in the same boat, because Zimbabwe, he told us that his people over here and then us people over here, like, we're two different people. He's not black. He's African. He told me that. So now that you're going through something over in China and you African, then you can't expect me over here to jump into your boat and fight your battle because just a minute ago you wasn't American, you was African. Now I'm American. So true. We need to talk about that. Keep that same energy, boo-boo. Keep that same energy. Also, it's Mother's Day. Go get some bling blong at crushblingshop.com. Yes, I got a lot of websites. But anyway, I got just a quick second mark. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you everybody for supporting us. Thank you for everybody that called in. Zeke, Bleak, Shantae, other people that just listening on the sidebar. Thank y'all once again. I greatly appreciate it. Any last moments?
Okay. No, tune in next week. I'm excited to see what we got going on, and I'm excited for all these businesses you got going on. Keep it going.
It's cool. I hope somebody buys something soon. Them bills are due. Them monthly bills are due, right? It costs to be a boss, and I ain't got no money to spend, so help us out. Anyway, y'all have a great night. Enjoy the weekend. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
And
you're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.